It is 7:35 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards Tekert. Continuing our series of debates on local issues that may appear on your ballot, we're going to turn to Oakland, which on Super Tuesday will be considering a 20-year parcel tax that would raise roughly $20 million per year in order to fund parks, homeless services, and water projects in that order. About two-thirds of the money would go to parks, a little over 30% to homeless services, a small amount to projects clearing up waterways. On the pro side, we are joined by Brooke Levin from the Yes on Q campaign. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And arguing against it, Marcus Crowley from the No on Q campaign. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Brooke, we'll start with you because you're in the affirmative. Why should Oakland residents vote to tax themselves?
Well, hello. My name is Brooke Levin, as you mentioned, and I'm the co-chair of the Measure Q campaign, and it was put together by a group of grassroots folks here in Oakland who were very concerned about park maintenance, which has had a very difficult time with funding and support over the years, and the increased homeless issue, which has gone up 47% in the last 2 years, and the clean water, which we're mandated to do under state law and federal law, and has not had enough resources. So we have put together a very strong measure with a lot of accountability, including a special fund, an annual independent financial audit, a city auditor's biannual audit, an oversight commission, park maintenance, very specific deliverables, and a lockbox. And the measure itself, which is detailed in the voter pamphlet, details every aspect of it, and it's extremely transparent. And we have been attacked in the last few weeks by this national super PAC, the National Association of Realtors, and also corporate landlords here locally, and maybe even beyond, that have been outspending us by a very large amount to knock this thing out for reasons that we don't understand, because this is something for quality of life and to make Oakland a better place to live, to own a home, to rent a home, to work in, and to recreate in.
Great. Marcus Crowley, you're with the No on Q campaign.
Yes, I am the president of Alameda County Taxpayer Association, and the purpose of our Taxpayer Association is to require accountability for all of our tax dollars. Now, the standard we use is the requirements in the California Constitution, and in 1996, the California voters approved Proposition 218, which was adopted into the Constitution as Article 13C. And one of the requirements is all local taxes are either a general tax to be placed in the general fund spent on anything, or a special tax, which must state the specific purposes. And this Measure Q is a special tax with a long, rambling list of vague purposes. Measure Q fails to state the required specific purposes for either the maintenance parks, the park maintenance funds, or the homeless expenditures.
That sounds like an argument to take to a judge, not to take to the voters. What's your substantive problem with passing a parcel tax?
Okay. Well, the city has a charter duty to maintain the parks already. Now, the measure proposes to raise $24 million annually, with about $15 million spent on park maintenance. And the ordinance fails to explain why an additional $15 million is needed to perform approximately the same maintenance as the city is already doing fairly well. Probably the additional millions are needed to shift the ongoing park maintenance into expenses onto the homeowners. As such, the specific purpose of Measure Q is to replace the ongoing maintenance fund with taxes on the homeowners. And the city has a duty to the voters to reveal that this measure's $15 million will be used to replace the existing park funds. Now, either way, the city has a duty to inform the voters, and instead of voting for More taxes. The voters need to stand up for their constitutional rights, which were so difficult to get in the first place. So don't give, this is a game of fraud on the voters. A special tax is required to state these true specific purposes and stay committed to them. Don't let the city have wiggle room so they can decide what to do with the money after the election.
Okay, Brooke Levin, I'm going to ask you to respond to a couple different points, because that made a couple different points. Your response to the argument that the city's already doing well, fairly well, was his quote, on park maintenance?
Well, Mr. Crawley's arguments are completely incorrect and untrue. First of all, the city of Oakland had a funding source in place since 1989, 31 years ago, that had no increase, no annual cost of living adjustment from 30 years ago. That fund does not cover and support the park maintenance and other activities around park and rec facilities and lighting that it was intended to fund initially. It was never intended to be the sole funding source for this type of thing over the long run. So that, number one, that is incorrect. That is, the city has been having to lay off staff. In 2008, they laid off 50% of the park maintenance staff and 50% of the tree trimming staff in Oakland, and has been operating on a bare bones basis ever since, and having to fill a gap every year since then. Last year, in the current budget that we're in now, 1920, which will be ending in June, there is a gap of $8 million. That is addressed in this measure, as well as new money. It will raise $13.4 million of money for park maintenance, some of that to fill one-time funding sources that that are in this gap. It has been completely described in the measure. It is completely disclosed in the measure. And the city does have a duty to take care of its parks. And this is something that the city is doing, and that the advocates push the city to do, in addition to that, to have a very tight measure. The claim that there are not specific activities that would take place with this money is totally incorrect. There is a list of very specific deliverables with this money, including the cleaning of restrooms at all the freestanding restrooms in the city. They're 75 plus. They get cleaned once a day. Now they will be cleaned twice a day. The mowing of the athletic fields currently takes place every 3 or 4 weeks, which is a hazard. That would take place every other week. The litter pickup in the parks would be increased. There would be dedicated staff at a number of parks in the city as a result of this measure. The homeless parks, there is a new homeless commission starting up. They will be determining some of the activities that the money would be used for as an advisory to the council. But in addition to that, there's a path plan being created that is defining exactly what the things are that the homeless money would be spent for. They're listed in the measure. They're all options. They're everything from sanitation at encampments, transitional housing, and RV parking lots, all that kind of stuff, because it's a multifaceted issue that has to have a multi-pronged approach.
And we should clarify, this is on the ballot as a tax that is earmarked for specific purposes. Therefore, it will require a two-thirds vote threshold. If the city were being completely vague about where the money would go, it would only need a simple majority if it were going into the general fund.
Exactly. And this is a special fund. This will not be going into the general fund. As the opponents have said, they think the money could just be used for anything the city wants. That is absolutely incorrect. It's going into a special fund. It will have financial audits every single year by an independent outside auditor.
Let's put some of your points to Marcus Crowley, since he's good enough to spend some of his time with him. I'm trying to sort out kind of the larger principled objections here from the specific ones, Mr. Crowley. Like, how much more specific would this tax have to be for it to be something that you would support?
It would need to state the specific purposes. Now, that is a purpose is different than a long list of ways to spend the money.
But like, how specific? Do you want like a list of bathrooms that are going to get cleaned?
No,
do you want a list of trees that are going to get planted?
Those are not purposes. But let me say this. The ordinance says the city may not contribute more than 55% of the park maintenance. Well, none is less than 55%. So what the city should do is give us a plan. If they're going to spend 55% from the general fund, say it. But they're not saying it. What they're saying is we won't spend more than 55%, and therefore we can't tell how much the homeowners are going to have to pay. So the city must require our government to be honest with us. They must not approve deceptive taxes like this Measure Q. The city has a secret purpose, and that is to shift the cost of park maintenance onto homeowners.
Has there ever been a city tax in Oakland that you have supported?
Well, you know, back in 2000, or it might have been 2002, we had a Measure DD tax that had five specific purposes, and one of them was going to be fix up the estuary, another one was going to be the Lake Merritt, and they specified five purposes. It wasn't a long, rambling list. Now, at that time, it was before I was associated with Alameda County Taxpayer Association, but on its face, it complied with the Constitution. However, the city has never...
Sorry, the Alameda County Taxpayers Association signed on to the no argument on the ballot for Measure DD in 2002.
Pardon me?
Well, I just looked up the ballot arguments for Measure DD in 2002, and your organization, the Alameda County Taxpayers Association... signed on to the rebuttal to arguments for. In other words, it was a no. So my original question, like, is there any tax you're for, or do you just come up with post hoc justifications for being against all taxes because
no,
you don't like taxes?
Actually, a year and a half ago, Alameda County Taxpayer Association endorsed the regional parks new tax. The East Bay Regional Parks had a ballot measure for a tax for maintenance of the trees and all that. And we endorse that because East Bay Parks had a squeaky clean accounting record. Oakland has a terrible accounting record.
Okay, so let's put that specific question to Brooke Levin then. The question of accountability. The city is going to get a little over $20 million a year out of property owners in the city through this parcel tax. What's to ensure the money will be well spent?
Well, there's going to be an independent annual financial audit. There is going to be a biannual audit done by the elected city auditor's office, which will be a programmatic and financial audit. And there is, as I already mentioned, a special fund that has been created for this, will be created for this money. It will not go into a general fund. There will be oversight commissions, probably one over the homeless funding and one over the parks and clean water funding. They're existing commissions, so it will cost no additional money to staff or create any new commission. And there are the very specific deliverables. And I want to add one thing about Measure DD, which is a fabulous measure adopted by the voters in it was actually passed in 2002, was $198 million bond. Very different than this measure. It was a bond to actually construct new areas, renovate, and build things. So, for as an example, the beautiful 12th Street area at Lake Merritt with the pedestrian bridge, it added 3.5 acres of new land because they narrowed down 12th Street and expanded the park with no new staffing, no new money for maintenance in any budget. And that Harrison Street Snow Park project that just completed, right now it looks absolutely stunning because it's under the construction project still for maintenance. But once that expires, once that stops, there will be no additional resources because a bond cannot pay for ongoing maintenance, day-to-day maintenance.
That's Brooke Levin. She's arguing for yes on Measure Q. We're down to about a minute left in the debate. And since we started with her, we'll leave the final word to our opponent, Marcus Crowley, president of the Alameda County Taxpayers Association. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, when we look at the full text of the measure, and it addresses park. It says, including the costs associated but not limited to, right there explains no accountability. It is vague, and the city could easily have said exactly this. It could have said, we will spend all this money additional money for park maintenance, but the city has not identified whether this is going to be replacement funds or in additional funds. And even when we look at the homeless, even those are vague about to help the homeless. Well, handing out a few dollars here and there helps the homeless. So we want a plan. The city has no plan. The city is just going to throw money at the problem and has not even identified the source of the problem.
All right, that's the voice of Marcus Crowley, president of the Alameda County Taxpayers Association. He is arguing no on Oakland's Measure Q. On the pro side, we had Brooke Levin, co-chair of the Yes on Q campaign. Thank you both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. I appreciate the time.
And if you're an Oakland voter, Measure Q is on your Super Tuesday ballot. It is a parcel tax that would be in effect for 20 years. It would raise a little over $20 million a year, 64% earmarked to fund parks, 30% earmarked to fund homeless services, about 5% earmarked for water projects. For homeowners, the charge would be about $148 per year per parcel, could go up with inflation in the future. For owners of multi-unit properties, things like apartment buildings, $101.08 per unit.